董宁，大家好，欢迎来到中国中央人民广播电台经济之声为您带来的英语之夜节目。Okay, first let's go to Australia. Australia could lead the world in cultural and ecotourism if the federal government properly invests in the industry. The governor of a national conference said recently, industry leaders from across Australia are in Brisbane for the Tourism Features Conference to be officially opened by the Federal Tourism Ministry, Martin Fergus, recently. Conference Governor Tony Charter said the aim is to take an over-the-horizon perspective on the industry, and there is a serious message for the new Prime Minister, Julia Gillard. Also, Charter told journalists that let's get serious about making Australia the world's number one destination for neutral ecotourism and cultural tourism. He said, we have a great network of world heritage areas, biospheres, rivers, and natural landscapes. And also, but we need the infrastructure to deliver from properly and deliver high quality experiences. 那么我们首先呢，看看澳大利亚。澳大利亚的政府官员呢宣称希望能够把澳大利亚打造成全世界第一的旅游胜地，那它的主要的这个措施呢就是打造这个文化和 ecotourism， 就是生态旅游的这样的一个地区 destination。Australia can lead the world, it can be our point of difference, but it needs serious investment, not just talk. With the strong Australian dollar here to say, Charter said Australia needs to provide not the cheapest holidays, but the best quality experiences. I think that's the major message that will come out of this event, and to achieve such an aim, we have to focus on our unique culture and natural heritage, Charter said.那么他的官员称呢希望澳大利亚呢不仅能够吸引更多的游客，不仅仅能够成为一个最便宜的度假的地方，同时呢也是最具有这个 quality experience， 最具有质量的这样的一个度假胜地。 Okay, and now here let's take a look at another one. Wealthier is not necessarily healthier. This is related to the health problems. The suggestion by one of the U.S. President Barack Obama's key economic advisors that wealthier nations are also healthier is not necessarily true, according to a team of British social scientists. The research team studied data from 22 countries over almost 50 years to test the principle that stimulating economic growth automatically improves the level of public health, particularly in the developing world.Their findings suggest that idea is over simplistic, he said, and in some cases the health of population has worsened even as the country's nation's income was rising. This is because issues of poverty and inequality were ignored by policymakers, more worried about economic growth, a strategy that may ultimately cost lives, researchers said.那么根据英国的一组科学人员的调查，他们认为呢财富并不一定能够带来健康。 This was because issues of poverty and equality were ignored by policymakers, the scientist says. The wealthier is healthier argument is the idea that if you have economic growth, you are acquiring the resource that will help society's health to improve as a whole.Said Larry King, the Cambridge University Sociology Department, whose study was published in the journal Social Science and Medicine. And he said, our study found that the health is not enough. If policymakers want to improve health, they need to look more closely at the impact that they are having on individual living standards. King said the link between economic growth and improving public health was first made in influential paper in 1996, co-authored by Larry Summers, now director of the National Economic Council in the United States and a leading presidential advisor. Since then, it has been a guiding formula for both health ministers and many of the global financial bodies that support international development. The Cambridge-led research team looked at efforts of poverty and inequality in 22 Latin American countries from 1960 to 2007.The study analyzes three standard measures of public health, life expectancy, infant mortality rates, and tuberculosis mortality rates against gross domestic products per capita as a measure of economic growth. Initial results appear to vindicate the traditional theory, the researcher said. They show that each 1% rise in GDP was linked to a 1.2% reduction in the infant death rates and an increase in life expectancy of about 22 days.But when the relationship between wealth and health was examined across entire periods, including the distribution of wealth, a different pattern emerged. During periods when inequality widens, for example, the study found that a percent rise in GDP led to a lower decrease in infant death rates of just 0.9% and had no effect at all on tuberculosis mortality rates of life expectancy. When inequality in the same countries was narrowly, a rise in wealth and had a much larger effect, the study found. At these times, a 1% increase in GDP was linked to a 1.5% fall in childdeath rates and 1.8% drop to TB death rates and also an increase in average life expectancy for 51 days. According to these results, focusing on growth rather than poverty reduction and reducing inequality may lead to substantial loss of life. Also, here is a study about the teenagers benefit from later school time. Teenagers react more energetic when allowing half an hour late to school, said a recent study, according to Associated Press recently. 那么根据最近的一个调查显示呢，如果孩子们有更多的课余时间呢，将是会对他们非常有益的。 A research led by Dr. Judith Owens in Brown University done at the Rhode Island Boarding School shows evidence that changing the start time for students is good for growing. The dean of the school said that she would consider changing the starting school time from 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. after she was stunned by the results. The researchers explained that a teen tends to be in their deepest sleep around dawn, the time that they needed to arise for school. Walking, waking them could leave them sleepy. The study was to find out the links between sleeping habits and behavior. Without any intention linked to school performance, however, the researchers insisted on delaying school times is worthwhile. Okay, and that was today's first part of English Evening. Now let's move on to this news. 接下来呢，我们来听听财经资讯。First one, China's ICBC Bank launches operations in Canada. 中国工商银行近期在加拿大开设分行。The Industry and Commercial Bank of China said recently that will begin retail and corporate banking operations under the banner the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China in Canada. ICBC will provide a business platform for the bank group to expand into the Canadian market and, along with its New York branch, further strengthen the bank group's North American presence. In January of this year, the ICBC Bank Group completed the acquisition of 70% of the Bank of EastAsia. Within the announcement, all former BEA branches, 4 in Toronto and 2 in Vancouver, will be covered the offices of ICBC. The new ICBC will have a client base of around 10,000 retail and corporate customers.Zhang Jianqing, chairman of the ICBC Bank Group, noted that Canada was one of the most important markets in the world. One of Canada's strengths is the conscious, advanced, and prudent financial regulatory system. With such a network in place, I am confident in the growth opportunities for our Canadian subsidiary in the years to come. The launch of ICBC marks the beginning of the expansions of the Bank Group's branch network in Canada. The bank will capitalize on the group's cutting-edge information technology platform.To bring its new online banking system to Canadian customers. Next one. Greece's budget deficit drops by 41% in first 6 months. 希腊的财政预算赤字在前六个月降低 41%。Greek state's budget deficit declined by 41% in the first 6 months this year compared to the same period in 2009, Bank of Greece announced recently. The budget deficit, which is the net balance of the state budget including movements in public debt management accounts from January to July 2010, dropped to 11.41 billion euros from 19.6 85 billion euros at the same period of the last year, said a statement released by the Bank of Greece. In regards to ordinary budget revenues from January to July this year, they are increased to 23.2 billion euros from 21.74 billion euros the same period in 2009, while ordinary budget expenditure declined to 30.2 billion euros compared to 35.6 billion euros during the first 6 months last year. The new figures were welcomed by government officials and analysts in debt ridden Greece since the three-year stability and the growth program to overcome the severe economic crisis is underway.And the European Union and International Monetary Fund closely followed developments in Greek economy. Since May, they proved financial support to Athens to slash the debt burden and return to the right path of growth by 2014 amidst fears of domino effects across the Eurozone. Okay, that was today's business. Now let's take a break, listen to a song by Sarah Connor, Living to Love You. That was Living to Love You by Sarah Connor. And now let's move on to Popular American. 接下来呢，我们来听听今天的流行美语。OK, 那么今天呢 Larry 在帮李华写一篇报告，因为李华的电脑出了问题，报告全没了。今天呢李华会学到两个常用语，第一个是 back to square one, 另外一个呢是 killer, the sick listen.
哎呦，电脑出问题了，我写的东西全没了，真糟糕！现在啊，我得从头开始写了。
I'm sorry, Li Hua. It's a real bummer, but I guess we're back to square one.
哎 ，Larry， 我急都快急死了，你还在做什么游戏？什么方块一、方块二的？方块和我写报告有什么关系啊
？No, when you're back to square one, it means that you're back where you started, and you have to start all over again.
哦。原来 back to square one 就是回到开头的地方，一切都得从头来起。哎，看来啊，我也只能这么做了。
You must remember some of what you wrote. You can start by writing that down before you forget it.
嗯，我脑子里啊是记得一些我写的东西，先把我记得的部分写下来，这倒是个好主意。这样啊，总比一切要从头开始好一些。
Don't feel so bad, Li Hua. It could be worse.My uncle spent years working on a novel, but a computer virus destroyed his computer and the backup disk. He was back to square one.
我的天哪，你叔叔比我更惨耶，写了那么多年的小说就这样没了。要是我的话，我可能就放弃了。
But my uncle said he's going to rewrite the novel, despite the fact that he had to start from square one.
哇，你叔叔真有毅力耶。Larry...你有没有闻到一股烧焦味啊
？Oh no! I forgot about the pizza in the oven. It's burning. Li Hua, I'm so sorry. I'm afraid that we're back to square one with dinner too.
哎呦，不得了！披萨饼在烤箱里都给忘了。哎呦，你看，都烤焦了。看来啊，我们得重新打电话订披萨饼了。
That's a good idea because this one is completely burned.Let's watch TV while we're eating. The Simpsons are on. I love watching The Simpsons. It's such a killer show.
哎呦 ，Larry， 你有没有搞错啊？辛普森家族是个卡通节目，很好玩的，哪是什么杀人行凶的节目啊
？No, I don't mean killer as in deadly. I mean killer as in awesome or really cool.
哦，原来这里的 killer 不是杀人，而是指某样东西很棒、很酷。我也觉得辛普森家族啊是个很棒很好笑的节目。
This is killer pizza too. I'll have to remember to order pizza from the same restaurant next time.
对，这个披萨饼真好吃。没错，下回啊我们再到这个饭馆去订。哎 ，Larry， 我已经看过这一集辛普森家族了，这集啊真的很好笑哦。
Yeah, you're right. This is a killer episode. I can watch it over and over again and never get tired of it.
这集啊我也看了好几遍了，可是啊还没有看厌。哎 ,Larry, 我觉得另外一个电视连续剧也可以算得上是个 killer show。
What show?
就是那个描写六个年轻男女在纽约市的六人行节目啊，那是我最喜欢的电视节目之一，每一次啊播那个节目我绝对不会错过的。
There are probably several million people who agree with you. That is a killer show, and one of the most popular TV shows in history.
许多人都会同意我的观点，那是美国电视节目有史以来最红的节目之一了。哎，这么说你也同意我的判断咯
？I think the show could be better, but Jennifer Aniston has killer legs.
啊，原来你的注意力全在女主角那双漂亮的腿上啊
！It's not the only reason, but she does have killer legs.
Okay, that was today's popular American. 那么李华学到的第一个常用语 back to square one 就是指一切从头再来的意思。另外一个 killer 是形容某样东西或者是某件事很棒很酷的意思。Alright, okay, and that was today's popular American. Now let's move on to chicken soup for the soul.
A cure for cold feet. You can discover more about a person in an hour of play than in a year of conversation. Plato. Winter finals were over and the entire campus was ecstatic with relief. No more cramming, caffeine highs, tension headaches, and cramped desks. We were free. We left campus en masse in the unusually crisp Seattle night. Light on our feet, letting our hair down and our shirt tails out.We were all going to the local dance club, the only place in the area that could accommodate a few hundred post-final students who were ready to let loose. We squeezed ourselves into tight jeans and miniskirts, exposed some legs and bellies, and virtually wriggled with excitement. The music was loud and provocative, the figures on the dance floor sensuous, wild. The electricity was heart-stopping. I looked pretty heart-stopping myself.Poured into a bare-backed, white, satin pantsuit with 3-inch heels and a rose in my hair. Unfortunately, it wasn't my date's heart that was stopping, it was mine. More specifically, it was being bored to death. My date was Dumbi, a native of Cameroon, West Africa. Granted, it was our first date, so I hadn't really known anything about him, but I had thought we would at least enjoy the rhythm on the dance floor. Multicolored strobe lights flashed over the table in our booth,and we had to yell to make conversation over the DJ's voice. I was bobbing and swaying to the music, frantic to get out on the dance floor, and Dumbi was telling me about his plans for the next few days, going to the bookstore to get a head start on his reading for next semester. I began to think maybe this wasn't going to work. It's important to get the majority of your science classes out of the way before you go on to the university, Dumbi yelled over the thumping of the dance floor.It's important for me to get out of here, I thought. By now, it was midnight, and even the shy kids who didn't know how to dance had finally jumped out on the dance floor. Dumbi and I were still talking about college credits. Let's go, I called out. Dumbi looked surprised. Are you sure you want to leave? Apparently, the look on my face was answer enough. This was definitely not working. Dumbi politely drew open the door to the dance club and let me out.To our surprise, a 3-inch blanket of snow had fallen, and our ears buzzed from the sudden change from the noise of the club as we stepped out into a soft, quiet wonderland. It was beautiful, it was cold, and I was wearing 3-inch heels with thin stockings. The winter weather had caught the city by surprise. No buses or cabs were running. Dumbi didn't have a car, so with an exasperated sigh, I pointed the way home, and we started our slippery trek through the streets.Dumbi shoved his hands deep into his pockets to keep them warm. I, in my bareback suit and flimsy heels, looked like the Snow Queen within 15 minutes. I stumbled, and Dumbi reached to catch me. This, too, is not working, I said, laughing at the fiasco. Dumbi looked up and saw a tiny restaurant that was still open. A rush of warmth blew at us when we opened the door. The customers were huddled close together, talking in hushed tones that matched the weather outside.Dumbi ordered 2 hot chocolates and we sat down. Ah, now we can talk a little more about scholarly habits, I thought morosely. I looked ridiculous in my outfit, and I was still frozen solid. Dumbi, however, didn't start any conversation this time. He watched me swallow a few steamy sips, and then asked me to take off my heels. I did, puzzled. He pulled his chair up close to mine, lifted my blue feet into his lap,and gently began to rub them between his hands, easing away the numbness and ache of the cold. I watched him, speechless. There, that should feel better, he said. He looked into my eyes and didn't say a word about classes or books. You look beautiful, he said. I smiled and flushed a little, pulling away. Wait a minute, Dumbi said. He threw some napkins on the floor, then gently set my feet down on them. He slipped off his own boots and took off his thick, warm socks. They were still dry. He slipped the socks onto my own feet, then stood up and draped his sports jacket around my shoulders. The look he gave me when he smiled thawed me from the inside out. "Come on," he said, turning to leave. "Hop up on my back. I'll give you a ride, and you can keep those pretty feet of yours dry." I was so stunned, I did what he said, and we stumbled our way up the 4 or 5 hills back to my dorm. By the time we got there, we were both laughing, talking freely about ourselves. I had completely forgotten about the dance. All I could think about was how gentle Dumbe was, yet strong, how quiet he was, yet full of dreams. Before Dumbe left me in the lobby of my building, I reached down to return his socks. "No," Dumbe said. "I'd feel a lot warmer knowing they were still on your feet." He gave me a hug, waved goodbye, and moved slowly down the street. I stood there in his socks, virtually pulsating warmth, watching him till he was out of sight. It's a routine we've kept for 18 years now, Dumbe and I. That first night was 4 college degrees ago for the two of us. But no matter where my husband, Dumbe, is going, I follow him to the door, hug him, and stand there in his socks, watching him move down the street till he's out of sight. It warms me down to my toes. Pamela Ilesa.
That was today's Chicken Soup for the Soul, and that was provided by Anhui Sci-Tech Publishing House. That comes to the end of today's show. Let's wrap today's show with a song by Angela Zhang, Journey. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
It's a long, long journey. Do I know where I'm supposed to be? It's a long, long journey, and I don't know if I can believe. When shadows fall and block my eyes, I am lost in love that I must hide. It's a long, long journey.
时间22:59，中央人民广播电台经济之声，让你永远领先一分钟。
Cookie 经济学，欢迎来到 Cookie 经济学。今日查点：稀缺 （scarcity）。经济学所说的稀缺，是指相对于人们的欲望来说，资源是永远不够的。普通人追逐金钱、权力、名望、爱情。富可敌国的洛克菲勒想活到100岁，却在98岁那年逝世。秦始皇横扫6国也没能长生不老。所以说，稀缺是经济学的基本问题，也是任何人都必须面对的问题。
瑞士伊波路表为您准点报时，浪漫时刻一生相伴。瑞士伊波路表。